Essay 36, On Losing Things, Mrs. Hugh Wardrop. To lose anything is always most annoying, and in almost every case gives rise to a feeling both of intense irritation and of dire desolation, which more often than not culminates in a further loss. Loss of temper. There are but few persons who, at some time or another, have not experienced that horrible sensation of a thumping heartbeat, which jumps up in the throat when one all of a sudden realizes that one has lost something, a precious package, a purse, or even a favorite pencil. Whatever it is, one always inwardly reproaches oneself with great carelessness, and the depression which follows is profound. Then there are the losses we sustain through lack of correct observation and judgment. For example, the train that we lose because we have not allowed sufficient time to catch it. Again, there are the losses which come to us through our contact with brains and powers superior to our own, such as the lost deal in business, the lost match at tennis, billiards, or football, all very disheartening. It is sad enough to lose concrete objects, but it is far, far worse to be bereft of abstract joys. Concrete articles are very often returned to us in the most marvelous manners, which sometimes they are not really lost at all. We have not looked sufficiently thoroughly for them, and frequently we come across lost property quite by accident long after we have given up the search. Abstract losses are generally far harder to recover. Loss of affection, loss of energy, loss of nerve, loss of good spirits, loss of faith, both in ourselves and others, and loss for a time of hope. Every man in his journey through life drops, mislays, or sustains for a time some of these losses, and the darkness which surrounds him while they are lost, and none but he who is without them can understand. But let us end on a happier note. The sorrow of lost things is nothing to the wonderful joy of repossessing. And yes, there is one loss which in itself is a glorious gladness, and that is to lose your heart to the right man or woman.